Ready for a deep dive today? We're going to be talking about something I find super interesting, the link between inflammation and mental health.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. We typically think about inflammation like a purely physical thing, right? But it turns out it can really impact your mental health in some pretty surprising ways.
It's wild, right? Like anxiety, depression, even serious conditions like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia.
Yeah, even dementia and autism, those too.
Whoa, I didn't realize it was linked to all of that. So how do we even figure this out? What's the connection?
Well, for a long time, we treated mental health and physical health as totally separate. But more and more research is showing us that's just not true. There's so much overlap, and inflammation is a big part of that.
Okay, so like how does inflammation in the body actually get up to the brain to mess with it?
So think about it this way. When your body's dealing with inflammation, it's like your immune system is basically sending out all these SOS signals.
Right, like a fire alarm's going off.
Exactly. And those signals, they're these little proteins called cytokines, and they act as messengers between your immune system and your brain.
So my immune system is literally talking to my brain.
It is.
Yeah.
And what it's saying can impact everything from your neurotransmitters, those chemicals that control your mood, all the way to your brain's ability to grow new brain cells, something we call neuroplasticity.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just in my head, so to speak. It's like if my brain's trying to function on like 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like you said, when you're sick with the flu, your brain just doesn't work as well when it's dealing with all that inflammation. And here's the thing, a lot of things we encounter every day can actually contribute to this kind of chronic, low-grade inflammation without us even realizing it.
Oh, like what?
Well, stress is a big one. I mean, we all experience stress. It's a normal part of life. But when it's chronic, it's like this alarm bell that just keeps ringing and ringing, and your body gets stuck in that fight or flight mode. Your body starts pumping out cortisol.
That's the stress hormone, right?
Yep, exactly. Now, in small doses, cortisol is actually helpful. It helps us deal with threats. But when it's constantly elevated, that's when it becomes a problem. It creates this perfect storm for inflammation.
So it's like if you were driving a car and kept your foot slammed on the gas pedal the whole time, you're going to burn out the engine.
That's a great analogy. And it's not just your brains that feel it either. Whenever I'm super stressed out, I swear I'm way more likely to get sick.
Oh, me too. I always thought it was just in my head, but it's like my body really is more vulnerable.
Absolutely. That's your immune system working overtime to deal with all the stress, which leaves you wide open to every little bug that comes along.
So stress is definitely a big one. What else is driving all this inflammation?
Let's talk about the gut. You've probably heard people talk about the gut microbiome,
Yeah.
but it's seriously more important than we ever realized.
It's like a whole ecosystem living in there. I mean, trillions of bacteria, right? Good and bad.
Trillions, yeah. And all those bacteria, they need to be in a certain balance for things to run smoothly. And when that balance gets disrupted, it can actually trigger this cascade of inflammation that spreads throughout your whole body, including your brain.
No way. So what kinds of things mess with that balance in the first place?
Well, our modern diet, for one, if
Yeah.
you're eating a lot of processed foods, sugar, all that artificial stuff, it's like you're just wiping out that rainforest of bacteria in your gut.
Like you're bulldozing it and planting a lawn.
Right. And it's not just what we eat, it's also the medications we take. Antibiotics, for example, they're lifesavers in many cases. But they don't discriminate between good and bad bacteria, you know what I mean?
Totally. It's like carpet bombing.
Exactly. It can take a while for your gut to recover from that. And then there are food sensitivities. The article we're looking at today actually specifically calls out gluten and dairy as common culprits.
Which makes sense. I feel like everyone's sensitive to gluten or dairy these days.
Right. And the thing is, you don't even need to have a full-blown allergy for them to cause problems. Even if it's just a sensitivity, these foods can still trigger inflammation.
It's crazy to think that something you're eating could be causing inflammation throughout your whole body.
It is. But it just goes to show how interconnected everything is.
It really does. So we've got stress, gut health, anything else we should be aware of?
Yeah, this one might surprise you. Obesity. It's a vicious cycle, really. Obesity can lead to inflammation, and we know that inflammation can contribute to mental health challenges. But then those mental health challenges, things like depression, can sometimes lead to things like weight gain. It's complex.
Wow, it's like this never-ending loop. So how do we even begin to break free from that? So we're talking about inflammation being this like hidden factor behind so many mental health issues, but how do we know if it's actually affecting us personally? I mean, there's no test for it, right?
Yeah, you'd think there would be, wouldn't you? Unfortunately, it's not that simple. Inflammation can be kind of sneaky. Like, it's not always obvious physical symptoms, and even when there are, it's easy to just write them off as like stress or getting older.
Okay, so what can we do? How do we even become better at recognizing the signs?
Honestly, it starts with really tuning in to what your body's telling you. Like, how's your energy level throughout the day? Are you dragging? What about your mood? You feeling more irritable or down than usual? Those can all be signs that something's up.
And then there are the physical things.
Right,
Oh.
exactly. Like, if you're having digestive issues, headaches all the time, or your skin's freaking out for no reason, those can all be signs of inflammation, too.
So if someone's listening to us right now and those alarm bells are going off, what should they do?
The best thing is always to talk to your doctor. They can help you figure out what's really going on and what tests or treatments might be right for you.
Okay, that makes sense. So, do we have any like real-world examples of how this all plays out? Like, how does inflammation actually impact someone's life?
Yeah, totally. The article we're looking at actually has a really interesting case study that I think shows this really well. It's about a 25-year-old single mom. Let's call her AB. And she was dealing with both anxiety and depression.
Okay, so a lot going on already. How did inflammation play into all of that?
So AB, her case, is a good example of how those inflammatory factors we talked about, they can build up over time and really impact like every part of your life. She was constantly exhausted, felt overwhelmed all the time, just had this like weight on her.
I can only imagine, and I'm guessing those weren't the only symptoms. There must have been physical stuff too, right?
Yeah, so she was having these daily headaches that she was just trying to manage with over-the-counter painkillers, not realizing that those could actually be making inflammation in her gut even worse.
Yeah.
And she was having like multiple panic attacks every week. She was stuck in this vicious cycle of stress, inflammation, and worsening mental health.
That's so tough. It's easy to see how you could fall into that trap, especially, as a single parent, working, probably relying on fast food for convenience. It's a lot.
It really is. And it highlights how important it is to look at the whole picture. You can't separate mental health from physical health.
Okay, so how did AB even start to break free from all of that? Where do you even begin?
Well, for her, it started with making some big lifestyle changes. A huge one was her diet. She switched to an anti-inflammatory diet, which meant cutting out processed food, sugar, and those inflammatory things we talked about earlier, like gluten and dairy.
So what did that look like for her on a daily basis? What was she eating?
Instead of grabbing whatever was quick and easy, she started eating more whole, unprocessed foods. Lots of colorful veggies, healthy fats from things like avocado and nuts, lean protein, and then using anti-inflammatory spices like turmeric and ginger. Just really focusing on nourishing her body with good stuff.
It's amazing how powerful food can be, but it's just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah, for sure. AB also started incorporating more movement into her day. And I don't mean she suddenly became a marathon runner or anything. She just started with like 20 minutes of walking each day and gradually increased it from there.
Proof that you don't have to do anything crazy to make a difference.
Exactly. Just those small changes can make a big impact. And just as importantly, she started addressing her mental and emotional health too. AB found a support group for women with depression and started going every week. And that gave her this safe space to connect with people who really understood what she was going through. She also started seeing a therapist to help her work through some past trauma and learn some stress management techniques.
So important because it's not just about masking the symptoms, right? It's about dealing with the root causes of stress and inflammation.
Absolutely. And then on top of all that, she had some lab tests done that showed she was deficient in vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, which are both really important for regulating inflammation. So she started supplementing with those and a good multivitamin.
Wow. Okay. So she made some pretty big changes. Diet, exercise, mental health, even addressing those nutritional gaps. What kind of results did she see?
So within a couple months, her headaches started happening way less often, which meant she could ditch the painkillers she was taking, which were probably making things worse anyway.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it gets better. She was actually able to stop taking her heartburn medication completely because the changes to her diet were helping so much with the root cause of those digestive issues.
That's incredible. It really goes to show how powerful those lifestyle changes can be.
It really does. But here's the big one. After 3 months of sticking with all of these changes, her depression had completely gone.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah. And her anxiety was much more manageable, too. Plus, she'd lost 20 pounds without even really trying, just as a side effect of being healthier overall.
That's incredible. It's like a complete transformation.
It really is. But it's important to remember that everyone is different. What works for one person might not work for another. It's about finding what works for you.
That's a good point. But AB's story definitely gives me hope. That's amazing. I love hearing stories like that. But honestly, it's also a little overwhelming, you know? Like, where do I even start?
I hear you. It can feel like a lot. But remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Start small. Like, what's one thing you can change today that could help reduce inflammation?
So baby steps.
Totally. Let's start with food. When you look at your plate, are you eating a rainbow? Lots of colorful fruits and veggies. Those are packed with antioxidants.
Oh, yeah. All those phytonutrients. Berries, leafy greens, bell peppers, like nature's anti-inflammatories.
Exactly. And then on the flip side, maybe think about cutting back on processed foods, sugary drinks, unhealthy fats, all that stuff that we know can fuel inflammation.
I know. It's tough, though. But I guess even small swaps can help. Like, instead of soda, having water with lemon or something.
See? You got it?
Yeah.
Every little bit makes a difference. And don't forget about moving your body. You don't have to go crazy. Just aim for like 30 minutes most days of the week.
Like a walk or maybe some yoga. Oh, or dancing around my house.
There you go. Whatever you enjoy, your brain and body will thank you.
Yeah.
And speaking of your brain, what about stress? Chronic stress is like adding fuel to the fire when it comes to inflammation.
Yeah, that always on feeling.
Right. So it's super important to find healthy ways to manage it. Meditation is great, even just a few minutes a day. Or yoga, deep breathing, spending time in nature, all good stuff.
And don't forget about connecting with people. We talked about how social isolation can actually be inflammatory too. So making time for friends and family, joining a club, those things are really important.
So true. Connection is a basic human need, just like eating and sleeping. Speaking of which, are you getting enough sleep?
Ugh, that's a good one. I'm definitely guilty of staying up too late sometimes.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
But it's so important. Sleep is when your body repairs itself. Try to get 78 hours a night.
I'll try. So, wow, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of how inflammation is connected to, well, everything.
Right. It really is fascinating stuff. It's changing the way we think about mental health.
So if there's just one thing you want our listeners to remember from all of this, what would it be?
I think it would be this. If you're struggling with your mental health, or even if you just feel kind of off, don't ignore the possibility that inflammation could be playing a role. And remember those small changes we talked about. Those can make a real difference.
Small changes, big impact. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you learned something new and feel empowered to prioritize your well-being. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.